Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, July 20th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Alpine Ibex. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve deep into fascinating topics straight from the pages of Wikipedia. Today, we're journeying up into the rugged mountains of Europe to learn about an incredible animal, the Alpine Ibex. The Alpine Ibex, known scientifically as Capra Ibex, is a wild goat species that inhabits the European Alps, a range that stretches across 8 Alpine countries. These countries include Austria, France, Germany, Italy, Liechtenstein, Monaco, Slovenia, and Switzerland. Majestic and seemingly defying gravity, the Ibex is a master of the steep, rocky slopes, making its home up to an elevation of 3,200 meters or about 10,500 feet. First, let's paint a picture of what an Alpine Ibex looks like. This goat species is famous for its impressive, backward-curving horns. These horns are not just for show. They serve multiple purposes, from foraging to defending against predators. Notably, the males, or bucks, have the most prominent horns, which can grow up to an astounding 98 centimeters, nearly 39 inches. Females, or does, also boast horns, though they're smaller, reaching up to 35 centimeters or 14 inches. The ibex's stature is equally imposing. Males typically weigh around 100 kilograms, or 220 pounds, while females are lighter, usually weighing between 40 to 50 kilograms, or 88 to 110 pounds. You know, it's fascinating to think about how these animals have adapted to such extreme environments. Their muscular, stocky bodies provide the strength needed to climb and leap across treacherous terrain, while their large, flexible hooves give them the traction necessary to maneuver through steep, rocky areas. Now let's dive into the life cycle and behavior of these resilient creatures. The breeding season for Alpine Ibex, known as the rut, takes place from December to January. During this period, males engage in intense battles for the right to mate, using their powerful horns in head-butting contests that can be heard echoing through the mountains. The gestation period lasts about 170 days, with females typically giving birth to a single kid in late spring. These kids are highly vulnerable at birth, but they quickly develop the agility needed to keep up with their mothers on the Alpine cliffs. An interesting aspect of the Alpine Ibex is its diet. Despite living in harsh conditions, these herbivores manage to find enough nutrition by grazing on grasses, mosses, flowers, and leaves. During the summer, they migrate to higher altitudes where the vegetation is fresher, and in winter, they move to lower elevations to escape the deep snow. Have you ever considered the sheer adaptability required to survive such a lifestyle? With climate change impacting weather patterns, one has to wonder how species like the ibex will continue to cope. Here's a historical tidbit for you. By the 19th century, the Alpine ibex had nearly gone extinct due to overhunting. Interestingly, one of its saviors was the Kingdom of Italy. In 1821, King Victor Emmanuel II declared the Gran Paradiso Massif a royal hunting ground, effectively protecting one of the last strong ibex populations. This area eventually became the Gran Paradiso National Park, one of the oldest national parks in Italy. Similarly, Switzerland followed suit by establishing protective measures, such as the Swiss National Park in 1914. These efforts have been remarkably successful, and the ibex population has rebounded to a healthier number. So, why should we care about the Alpine ibex? Beyond the sheer wonder of their survival skills and striking appearance, they are a crucial part of their alpine ecosystem. They play a vital role in controlling plant growth on the slopes, which can impact soil erosion and the overall health of the environment. Think of it as a delicate balancing act. Their existence influences numerous other aspects of the mountainous regions they call home. Now, let's take a moment to consider the broader implications. The story of the Alpine ibex is not just about an animal. It's about conservation, the balance of ecosystems, and human impact on nature. What can we learn from their near extinction and subsequent recovery? It shows that proactive conservation efforts can make a significant difference and that it is possible to reverse the damage done by human actions. Let's also think about the role of national parks and protected areas. They are sanctuaries not only for wildlife, but also serve as crucial research sites where scientists can study ecosystems and develop conservation strategies that benefit the environment as a whole. This raises an interesting question. How should we prioritize different conservation efforts globally? With so many species in need, determining where and how to allocate resources is a complex but essential task. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you all to explore more about the alpine ibex and similar conservation stories. Understanding and appreciating these majestic creatures can deepen our awareness of the intricate web of life that sustains our planet. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the rugged Alps. Don't just think of it as a geography lesson, but as a reflection on resilience, adaptability, and the impact we have on the world around us. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and stay curious. This is Wikipedia, signing off.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Alpine Ibex. Thanks for listening. See you next time.